on the plus side, Anthony Nunez, how impressed were you Adrian gave you when he showed you?
It was extremely impressive. You're always just curious to see him in spring training. You see how he pitches, and you see the stuff, you see the demeanor. And now, to make his debut in the stadium, the big leagues, he looked the same. You know, the pitchability's there. He controls his emotions. You know, he, even on the Jeffers strikeout, kind of mixing a quick pitch with the slider, like that's something like wise beyond his ear. So that was impressive to see and watch.
With 16 strikeouts today, what'd you see from your approach?
From the offensive side? Yeah, there were some good swings, great at-bats. It's just, you know, looked like we struck out a lot of backup breaking balls, off-speed too, like up in the zone. And those are the pitches you want to hit. You know, it's early in the year. You know, I believe our guys would be on time for those and make the adjustment. But I like our at-bats up and down. I mean, we made Taj work. You know, Taj has really good stuff on the mound. Like his split was firmer than what we're accustomed to, what I'm accustomed to. But you know, we had really good at-bats. We just couldn't get the big hit today.
What'd you think of Kyle?
Bryce looked good early. It looked like when you went back out, Velo was down a tick. Command started going a little bit. You know, that's kind of what we saw from the dugout. You know, and that's like the byproduct of like coming out of spring training and getting guys fully built up, like we talked about. So, you know, this again, just like I wouldn't say checking a box, but now like he's progressing his workload. So, next outing he'll be better and stronger lasting. But yeah, it looked like the Velo ticked down a little bit.
I know the little 2-out rally in the sixth didn't lead to any runs, but was it encouraging to see Mountie and then Jeremiah and Taylor Ward get, you know, give Gunnar an opportunity there with the bases loaded?
Yeah, that's all you can ask for. You know, when you're down two in that moment, they're bringing a lefty. You know, we had to make our moves, and Mountie came through with the hit to get us going. Leo did a great job going first to third on JJ's ball. You know, getting Gunnar up, I'll take that every single game. You know, so our guys did a great job of still hanging in there and fighting back. Like I said, we just couldn't get the big hit today.
Gunnar was pretty noticeably frustrated after, you know, the fly out with the six fixed loaded. It's not unusual, unsurprising for, you know, a huge competitor like that. Is there anything that early in the season or any point in the season with Gunnar that you almost want to like say, like, hey, you know, take it easy, or you want that fire to drive him through the entire season? That's kind of how he is.
Yeah, I want that fire. I mean, it's the, to me, you get that emotion, and the flip side is the same thing in the WBC when he hits that double and he's fired up at second base. You know, that he's an emotional player. I love the emotion. He's a competitor, but the best thing about Gunnar is, like, in the eighth inning, ninth inning, like, he's still top step. He's talking about baseball. Like, he's not frustrated or down. He just wants to come through, and he wants to come through to get the big hit, and I'm perfectly fine with that frustration.
Get the fourth inning. What did you see on the sack fly when Buxton tagged up from first to second?
Yeah, it was the wind was interesting today. I think we all felt it and seen it, like even on the guy's pants. Like it was, sometimes it'll be dead and then it'll pick up again. And the ball to Kauza, he anticipated that it was going to be in one spot, and then it just kept on going and he couldn't get behind it. Ironically, that's what he was working on pregame, was to get behind it, working on his exchange and his release, and the ball just kept carrying, and he was drifting and just couldn't get behind it. But you know, I think that's something where, like we said, all our guys are getting better. But yeah, Buxton did a great job tagging up.
That's a heavy point.
Absolutely.